Hello, this is Word of Eternal Life by Pastor Chaco Varghese of Life Eternal Ministries from Parkland, Florida.
We have been talking about the prayer taught by Jesus. Jesus taught his prayer. Matthew chapter 6, we are reading from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 6, verse 8. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask him. That means, before that he said, do not babble. Babbling with one word over and over and over again, the same word is repeated, like in Buddhism and in some other religions, they repeat the same prayer, which they think the number of words you speak or how much more you talk about the same thing, that the prayer will be answered. Jesus said, no, that is not what the Father in heaven is looking for. The Father in heaven looking for your heart. What is in your heart? In verse 10 of chapter 6, as we continue reading, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And this we have discussed about this last time, that God's will be done. Jesus want God's will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Because heaven is completely under God's control. Even though God rules the universe above the realm of all the satanic forces of evil, everything evil goes on in the earth is because of humanity allows Satan to manipulate and the distortion, adultery, fornication, and theft, and criminal activity, and war, and rumors. All these things are allowed by certain human beings. A country who ruled by a dictator is under the influence of Satan, no one else. He is not under the influence of God, the influence of demonic forces of evil, which is always destroying, trying to cut down the humanity's life and their existence. And the dictators, such as we have heard in the, we know them from the history, right? Hitler, Lenin, Stalin, Mussolini, right? Mao Zedong and all these, Saddam Hussein, now others who still exist, I will also say Putin. He is a murderous criminal activity of invading neighbors and killing, murderous activity. This is Satan only rules them. And Satan is ruling through them and working through them. And the innocent lives are being murdered. Now, why God doesn't do anything about it? This is the biggest question people always ask. If God is overruling everything, why God doesn't do anything about it? Because God is waiting for the repentance of even the heinous criminal, the heinous of the heinous, who even rape an innocent young girl, who's even underage, even that criminal, the one who murdering, just like as I just mentioned, the war in Ukraine, the terrorist activity in Israel is unnecessary. You don't need those things for the world of cultural advanced people to help them. There is people always ready to help those who are suffering. But how in the world it can happen when others are there weaponing and destroying and murdering? Praise God. So the world is under the influence of Satan. It is not under the influence of God, only partly. That's what we are trying to do here, praying and preaching the word of God and having people come to the way of God. That once people understand and they come, repent, and they receive the Lord Jesus Christ. They understand they are sinners. They believe in God, and they surrender, and they submit. They become good character modified people. See, this is a character modification. That's what salvation is. One of the things happens to a person. You become good from bad. You became more closer to doing God's will, which is helping others and doing good things to others, rather than murdering others, lying and misleading and causing chaos in the society. That's what Satan uses. Satan uses falsification, lies, different levels. It affects in the politics. And everywhere, this is going on. Now, how can God clean up the world from enemies? He says, why are these things happening? Why God doesn't stop it? Well, God is going to ask people to repent. That's why Jesus came. God so loved the world that he gave his own and only Son, that whosoever believeth in him will have everlasting life. Now, God let the world go the way it is going, but the other side, God is still helping, trying to have people repent of their sins. So if he's going to punish the world today, a good number of the people of the world will be destroyed by the punishment of God. God wants every single person live in the planet Earth, born in the planet Earth, to be delivered from sin and believe in God and receive eternal salvation. Eternal, forever, no death after that. Praise the Lord. The plan of God is to save humanity, not even leaving the heinous criminal out there to be going to jail, going to hell. They may go to jail because there is a punishment for the crime a person have done, and those punishment will be conducted by the earthly governments. God has overruled. Is God allow the earthly governments to conduct their rule over any criminal activity? That's also law of God. It's a law, God's law, that the judges will punish you. It is biblical. Praise the Lord. And our Father is trying to transform the sinners to convert to God. If they, let's say God sent an angel and just kill all the guys who you think is wrong. How many of those people who think others are wrong is also wrong? So who is not correct? Who is not right? Bible says everyone sinned and lost the glory of God. Everyone went astray like a sheep, like don't know where they are going. And God is looking from heaven to see anyone who will understand, anyone who will follow him. It's written in Psalms 14 and Psalms 53. So here, how will God's kingdom will come? Only by human beings believing in God, by accepting first that they are wrong, they have sinned and they walked away from God, and they accept the one who gave them life, who is Jesus Christ. Now, every time someone say the name of Jesus Christ, they say, hey, is it only Jesus Christ? Yes, there's only one way. He is the only Son of God who incarnated in the flesh, in human form, to take the punishment and go on the cross and being tortured and punished. He was killed, which is the punishment of death, of sin. The death is the punishment of sin. Who declared that? Not any human being. It's God who declared that. Wages of sin is death. That Jesus took that death. And we can become his children, God's children, by obeying and believing in his name. No other name in the earth, in the universe, in the world has ever been able to save anybody from sins. If you see any other name, you can bring it to us and argue for showing the proof. No other person other than Jesus who died for your sins, paid it penalty. And you will know in your heart that you're born again by the Holy Spirit comes into your heart. So I said earlier last time, the kingdom of God is not food, not clothing, but it is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Righteousness comes as soon as you repent and accept Jesus Christ died for your sin. You pass your sin on Jesus. He already done it for you. You just have to accept that he took your sin and died for you, and you do not have to die. Christ Jesus died for you. Your punishment has been taken away. God the Father approved that belief you have in your heart. The same moment you believe, God stamp you, the judge of the universe will put a stamp on you. It's a spiritual one saying you are righteous. Your sin has been washed away by the blood of Jesus. You became the child of God. Today you are in my family. You are in my table to eat and drink from me, my provisions. See, this is spiritual. Well, there is also a physical effect of it. If you follow God, God will provide you also. That's true. It's not that God will not give you anything that you ask God. Once you become his children, you pray and God will give your needs according to his richness in glory in Christ Jesus. It says in the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 21, that God will take care of you, not that let you go, but spiritual realm and spiritual salvation of your spirit is the most important. Now, that's how God will make this kingdom come. His kingdom comes in our hearts. He is in the midst of us. When Jesus was here in the earth, he came with this kingdom of God in him. He was the giver of righteousness, joy, and joy in the Holy Spirit and peace. So if you received those, then you are in the kingdom. So now Jesus prayed, let thy kingdom come. Now there's two form of it. One is the spiritual form of it, and other one is the material form of it. The material form of the kingdom of God, it literally happens when Jesus come to establish his kingdom. See, the first time when Jesus came, he established spiritual kingdom, which is people becoming children of God by believing in him. After he died, people believed in his death and resurrection, and then he saved them and they became the children of God as well. The one who believed in him before that, they accepted that Messiah is coming. Messiah came and this Messiah died for us. This Messiah is our Savior. We receive eternal life. So the one who lived before Jesus Christ's death, they believing, looking forward the death of Jesus Christ. And in the Old Testament time, then the sacrifices and offerings that they do, the sacrifices offering for the national of Israel, they have accepted Christ in faith as the Messiah will come by praying on an animal and sacrificing it. Now, those times the animal died, which is called the Passover lamb, which Christ was the Passover lamb in literal sense, but the other one was in spiritual sense, in the imaginary sense, that they killed the Passover lamb. Now, year by year, they killed the Passover lamb, but then year by year, they also had the atonement of sacrifice to make atonement for God. So there are so many other offerings and sacrifices in the Old Testament discussed in the book of Exodus and Leviticus. And the people of God who were chosen by God at the time was children of Abraham who did sacrifice and offering, and a part of them got saved every century, every season, every time, those who believed in God. And people who did ritual and activities, but they believe that by doing the ritual activities, they will be saved. But no, by faith, they will be saved. By faith in the Messiah. The faith in the Messiah will come and die for us. Now, again, going back to the prayer, your kingdom come. Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Now, at the moment, the kingdom of God is in the born-again believers of Jesus Christ. That's where the kingdom is. They are righteous. God established them righteous. Even though they are tendency to do wrongdoings in their lifetime, God already forgiven them. All they have to do is if they do any misdoings by accidentally or without knowing or knowledgeably, and they will repent and they will continue keeping their eternal life. So the kingdom will come physically or materially when Jesus come to rule there, which is what is called the 1,000-year reign of Jesus Christ. That happens after the rapture, then 7 years after the tribulation, Christ come back and he will defeat the Antichrist and then rule the earth. Rule the world, rule the Israelites, rule all the nations of the world. Now, that's when his kingdom will fully accomplished. Now, it's spiritual. Now, going to the next part of the prayer, on earth, give us today our daily bread. See, what's the priority of the prayer? First, we call Father, hallowed be thy name. Means you worship and praise and give thanks and honor and glory and everything to God. Then you say, you call, pray for the kingdom of God to come. Then you will pray for your needs, which is give us our daily bread. He did not say give us the whole month worth of food, or a year worth of food, or a lifetime of money and help and expensive clothes and everything. None of those. Give us today our daily bread. God has been providing a daily basis. Next thing is, forgive us our debts. Our debts means what you owe to others, which is sinful behaviors. And we are not talking about money here. Forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. If we forgive to others, God will forgive us. See, this is the principle in the prayer. The principle of the prayer is that you must forgive before you ask for forgiveness. So God will forgive you. God has no two face. It's a one face, no bifacial, no bias to anybody. He don't love somebody else, one person more than the other person, just because he or she called God more times. None of those like that. And he will forgive your sins if you forgive others. For if you forgive men when they, another verse before that, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. See, the evil one, which is Satan, who is the one who will tempt you? How can you be out of temptation? If you keep up with the word of God and pay attention to Jesus Christ and the word of God and God's commands, then you will not be tempted. So the temptation is out there. If the temptation happens by your own, our own desires, if we have a desire, oh, let's go for shopping, we wanted to get something really good like my other person has, my friends has, my neighbor has, or my church friends has, you have to have a little greed in your heart, and I want something like everybody else have. That's not what God wants us to have. God will give you according to what you need. It's not according to what you demand. Amen. So, and you will be tempted for just a simple thing I said about purchasing something, which is a temptation which you will be asking God's will in everything you do. And lead us not in temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. So we must pray every day basis, Lord, lead us from, deliver us from, okay? Lead us from the temptation and deliver us from the evil one. So the evil one is going to cast some stuff on you if you are going to pay attention. Now what happened? The first sin occurred in the Garden of Eden was Eve was looking at those things which God told her and Adam not to desire those things. Not, God didn't say that word, but God said, you don't eat those fruits. If you want to take something by your hand or something you wanted to have, you have to have a desire for that. So she desired what God said not to be desired, not to have it, not to eat it. So she has that desire. Sometimes the way the appearance of the things you wanted is very tempting. So Eve was tempted and Adam went along with it. So it is the way the Satan always gets you. Because he looks at your weaker points where you are, your heart is on something, and where you he sees what you're doing, that your doings can be measured by what your desire of that doing is, so that Satan will put temptations in you. So you will be tempted if you allow that happen. So you have to pray, deliver us from the evil one, because the evil one is always there to tempt you. For if you forgive men when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins. This is a solid, permanent, fixed word that no change. That you forgive others, God will forgive you. Sometimes people do not forgive. People don't want to forgive, but they want to get the God's blessings. You will not get God's blessings if you don't forgive others. Praise the Lord. Next thing about the same prayer topic, Jesus continue talking about fasting. When you fast, do not look somber, as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men they are fasting. So they have an appearance of disfiguration, showing their faces like down. They're not showing the joy. There's no happiness. They don't feel so good when you look at their face, because that tells others that, oh, we are fasting. What are you doing? Why do you look like that? Oh, I am fasting. Do you have to let everybody know that you are fasting? That the fasting is between you and God. That has nothing to do with anybody else. A lot of people think that they are fasting because other people get better. No, but your fasting is between you and your God. It has separated out the time you spend with God, that God and you can communicate with God more time, because you're separating out that time with God. Jesus said, I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. See, this is the second time Jesus used the same language. Another time was that when people were giving everybody something, somebody help needed, they give it and then they advertise it. Now, here it says, when you are fasting, also you want other people to know, which means you have no reward from God. If you are praying for something, that prayer will not be answered. So that it will not be obvious to man that you are fasting. So, but when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face. See, this olden times, ancient times, at the time the Bible's Jesus was in the earth, also people used to apply oil on their head. Oil was a very soothing and, making the head some kind of comfort feeling when you have oil applied on you. This was been done by ancient of time. People applied oil, some good oil applied on your head. And that oil has, even the oil has some healing property, right? They used to put oil on the wound, and when they wash and cleanse and dry, put the oil on it. So that helps to preserve that wound from getting infection. So oil has a good purpose, so that you will not be shown to people, obviously, that you are fasting. See, basically, you don't want it to tell anybody that you are fasting. You need to keep that between you and your God, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. See, this also the second time Jesus mentioned it. When you pray, don't publicize your prayer. And in that prayer, you get into your closet, close your door, and you pray to Heavenly Father who is in secret. And the God Father who sees you in secret will reward you. So, same function here, even fasting as well, you do alone in your secret, which will be rewarded for you. So, God is a God of laws, rules, and regulations, that when you do things, you have to do between you and God. When you do things, you got to be not showing to selfish nature to publicize what you've done. You have to do everything in privately with Jesus or Father God in heaven, right? And your reward will be secured. You will be the most loving child of God when you get your prayers will be answered in your time. And in God's time. And then sometimes it comes when you need it. That's your time also. So God expects you to do everything in private, not to publicize your faith, your prayer, publicize your fasting, and none of those things has to be publicized. And may the Lord richly bless you, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to the broadcast this morning. If you have any more questions, or if you'd like to contact me, my email address is P like Peter, R like Robert, dot CHACKOV like Victor at gmail.com. That is PR.CHACKOV@gmail.com.
NR Salon has moved to a new location, now working out of Miracle on 34th Street, 1320 Southwest 34th Street, Palm City. Their phone number has not changed. It is still 772-283-4974. You will receive the same quality service from Nick and Robin that you expect. Join Nick and Robin at Miracle on 34th Street. You can make your appointment by calling 772-283-4974.